Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are. We've reached the December.
We've reached December.
We must have reached December last week when we spoke as
Not
well.
Not quite.
No, was it the final of the knobs?
It was.
Well, welcome to the decks.
And The time has come.
The time has come to think gift baskets, to think wrapping presents, to put under the tree,
yes.
To think of a Christmas tree that looks pretty at night, but during the day sits there in the muggy, sweltering sun. As whatever gift you've wrapped up in your cheap Christmas paper, Recycled newspaper, really.
Fancy.
I mean, it's not the Dickens. Chuck a ribbon on it.
It's good for the environment.
Yeah, sure. And not that Christmassy, though. What about if you use a Christmas catalogue?
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
Christmas catalogue.
Well, use a ribbon. Why not just use a piece of sticky plaster? Okay.
Prize for the most creative Christmas wrapping that's environmentally friendly.
Using elastoplasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not so Christmassy. But you probably can get Christmassy sticky plasters.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, come over here. Look, I put a Christmas sticky plaster on it. But it's March. We're talking gift baskets, and we're talking the
edible gifts.
We're talking about what do you give somebody at Christmas. We talked mince pies last week,
didn't we?
And that was pretty Christmassy.
Love
we talked Christmas cakes, and that's super Christmassy, and I love them. But now we're talking about the presents that we're going to be thinking ahead.
Give the gift of food.
Oh, look, there's that Dalek's Tesson's got some four times overpriced crap. I'll buy and I'll give it away as a gift. But you give it away as a gift, it's going to melt under the tree is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. So we were just talking earlier off air about gift baskets and how they have a tendency to just not get eaten. They just kind of, you know, they've got these fancy products that you might not
Sarah, you need to come in for this. Okay, one moment. We'll come in. We'll slowly put together an imaginary gift basket, shall we?
Yep.
Nougat that breaks your teeth.
Fancy foreign nougat.
There'd be some sort of crystallized ginger.
Yes, yeah.
That's always in there.
Maybe some olives.
Definitely some olives and some olive oil.
Or
some exotic olive, like a vanilla olive oil something. Yeah, something that's a bit up the
bun. Peppercorn olive oil.
Sometimes chili oil. Chili sauce or some sort.
Yeah, some weird crackers, definitely. Weird foreign crackers.
Very thin and Dutch or English crackers. Yeah,
always something Dutch. Dutch waffles, Dutch shortbread, Dutch something.
Yeah, always something Dutch.
The thing is, they just don't get eaten. I think if you get a gift basket, immediately.
I really think we need to add to our gift basket one of those circular tins, with boiled sweets covered in icing sugar.
Absolutely.
So that when you open the lid, it goes and boom, fall over yourself and break. Pickled walnuts.
Pickled walnuts.
Pickled walnuts. Mum, are there any more pickled walnuts?
Fig paste, quince paste.
Yum.
Marmalades.
Delicious.
Marmalade.
I mean, all good stuff.
Marmalade's a funny word. It's not that. I mean, it's just who makes marmalade? Who goes to the shops and buys marmalade anymore?
So is it
love marmalade?
Me? I love
nannas
marmalade.
Do.
I'm quite a nana.
When would you bought the last pottle of marmalade? Because you buy it in pottles.
It's grapefruit. Love me some grapefruit.
Yeah, but a marmalade. You've actively sought out marmalade grapefruit.
Breakfast marmalade is grapefruit marmalade.
Okay, but you sort that out. You've been to the shops. And, okay, all right. You are a nana. All right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, so there's a gift basket that you don't want anything from.
Well, I mean,
maybe long breadsticks.
Yeah, but I'm like,
see me.
Just chuck a. Yeah, I mean, if you get a gift basket like that, just make a platter.
Yeah,
that's like a Christmas Eve platter. Just put it all out.
It's essentially
re-gifting.
Chuck some
fresh herbs on the plate and
listen to you. You're so
feast
good
on
it. Of course, fresh herbs will save the day.
But that's a really good point. Like, if you don't chuck it all out together, it's just going to be piecemeal and nobody's going to.
Just make a giant fancy Christmas Eve platter.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but does that mean people are going to be dipping their boiled sweets into their
into their fancy olive oil?
Tapenade. Grissini and the pickled onions.
Now, but edible gifts, though.
Merry Christmas.
Edible gifts don't need to sweat and melt under a Christmas tree.
So, but don't they?
That's
but what about, if, what about if, hey, look, I'm not going to see you for a tour. We're going away for Christmas. Here's your gift. And then because they're traditionalists, they put it under the tree and leave it till Christmas, as you should, because you shouldn't have a Christmas present for Christmas unless somebody says you can. And then they melt.
Over
the carpet.
So,
all the animals get into it.
Think carefully about your gifting of your food. So,
good advice.
I mean, I just found a great recipe for like a chocolate bark. You know, lay out some dark melted chocolate, sprinkle some stuff on it, some nuts or some freeze dried raspberries, and then chop it into bark shapes once it's hard.
Bark shapes.
Backshear, that's not a thing. You know, just stab it with something sharp and it just cuts into shards.
And it's cathartic.
It's just like, would that be the bark of a chocolate log?
Like
sort of
pieces
thing.
Of chocolate.
The chocolate strong, logs, I mean, still down strong. The chocolate log. Chocolate logs.
Oh, I love a good chocolate log.
Got some text in. I knew as soon as I said Dutch Same. Things that somebody would text in and say Dutch ovens.
Yeah, that you wouldn't want that in a gift basket.
No.
Different strokes, different folks. Merry
and
Christmas.
Somebody's
Merry
saying,
Christmas.
I fucking love marmalade. Roses lime marmalade, breakfast marmalade with all the rind in it. Yeah.
All
girl.
Right. Well, thanks. Nice to hear from the over 70s as well. But
marmalade. Hey, but we mentioned shortbread earlier. Shortbread and some cellophane. That'll last, and it's delicious.
You just got to get your butter ratio right.
They gave us some shortbread. That's nice.
Hey, but I think actually, if we're talking edible gifts, we should talk drinkable gifts. And how about making some spiced rum for the loved ones in your life?
Good I've idea. Never made rum. Do tell.
No, you buy rum.
Oh, right.
And then you spice it.
Just get yourself some sugar cane, ferment that.
Just set up a distillery in your garage.
What are we talking? I'm guessing cinnamon, cardamom.
Yep. Whatever takes your fancy, cinnamon sticks.
Aren't we bordering on mulled wine there?
No.
But it's rum.
No,
mate.
Just rum. Vanilla sticks.
I like vanilla
there's
sticks.
Actually all sorts of stuff. And you can get cute bottles or you can recycle and leave it to infuse. You probably want to get onto that soon. Leave it
How
to infuse.
How long is an infusion period?
Oh, I don't know.
Excuse my ignorance.
A couple of weeks. A week?
Yeah.
Especially because it has alcohol.
I imagine
in it.
There are probably some recipes where you steep it, where you warm it up to steep it a bit faster. I imagine that speeds things up a bit.
But much like mulled wine, be careful not to heat it up too much, otherwise you get rid
Burn
of all the
alcohol.
Alcohol
off. Yeah, that's just like silly.
Delicious sugar syrup with vanilla pods. Delicious.
Another great Christmas gift idea.
You make the sugar syrup and then you put it in with the if you're going to put some sugar.
Yeah,
in.
Or a cocktail kit. Maybe
a cocktail kit.
Yeah. Well, if we're thinking edible gifts that aren't going to melt, get some gin, get some olives. There's a martini. Some vermouth.
Martini kit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
DIY. You know.
That's not bad. Then what about pina colada kit?
Yeah, great idea. Pineapple juice, coconut cream can.
Coconut cream.
Yeah, come on.
Somebody saying, Delaney, I went to Emma this weekend from your recommendation 2 weeks ago, and it was delicious.
Yes.
Now where was Emma again? That was.
Fort Street,
that's
Middle
right.
Eastern,
yeah, that's right.
Feast. Hey, that's awesome. That's great to hear. Thanks for texting in.
Someone else going for the Dutch rudder there, the Yuletide Dutch rudder. I always get to laugh from me. What about the eye rudder? Just hook up with your friends wirelessly.
Okay.
Mix line.
So martini kit is a good one. pina colada kit. I reckon, pick a really random, funny cocktail.
Someone who doesn't need to rely on alcohol to have a good time?
A cordial kit? Try making a soda syrup.
Soda stream.
Make your own soda syrup.
I saw someone receive a gift the other day that was like a high-end soda stream syrup.
Yeah, was it six-barrel soda?
Maybe, yeah.
They are the best. They're a little Wellington outfit.
And it was like a lemon lime sort of, it was a little fancy.
Fancy bottle, real fancy.
Real fancy for putting in your soda stream.
Yeah. They make really beautiful soda syrups and a great gift for the non-drinker in your life.
Yeah.
They do all sorts of great flavours.
I had a cousin who was deep into going to the pick and mix bins. Mm-hmm. And then putting
debauched already.
And then getting a whole lot of different types of nuts and things again that wouldn't melt under the tree.
Yeah.
And then it's just their ratio, just their mix of those things that's the present.
Like a sampler.
It's a personalised nut mix.
Or you could spice the nuts if you wanted.
Or you could get those nuts and work out, put them from lightest to darkest, and then do like a portrait of the person.
Now we're talking. We're taking edible gifts to an
extent. Like, somebody just like pixel by pixel, but nut by nut.
You could do that in the chocolate bark before you smash it up. And then you smash the person's face up.
It's good stuff.
You're good too.
It's good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Speaking,
I hate you.
Speaking of nuts, my other tip, I don't know if they'd last or if not, just put them on your platter. Walnuts, good New Zealand walnuts, sprinkle of sea salt,
keep the money local,
and some thyme, the herb, and put that in the oven for about 10 minutes.
Just walnuts,
not
and
too
thyme.
High.
Walnuts,
thyme, and sea salt.
Sea salt,
and then take them out of the oven, drizzle them with honey.
Yo ho ho, in a barrel of woohoo.
Actually, what It must be on every platter.
You're a professional, eh?
Who thinks that up? So profesh. Chuck some blue cheese on there.
Merry Christmas. I just can't help but think, if I was looking for a cookbook this Christmas, I wanted to buy somebody. What cookbook would I buy, do you think?
Well, the New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook, edited by Delaney Mears with original photography by Liz Parton.
Great idea, Delaney, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
50 restaurants across New Zealand, recipes from them all available on DelaneyMears.com. I'll sign it if you want. Or at all good bookstores.
Yeah, cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Please buy my book.
Okay, and next week let's talk about fresh stuff you can buy on the side of the road.
Yes. Have we talked about real fruit ice cream yet?
No, let's do that too.
We need to do that.
Yeah, so tune in this time next week, ladies and gentlemen, for real fruit ice cream and stuff you buy on the side of the road. Thanks, Delaney.
Thank you.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.